Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. For many, it's easy to break a promise, particularly one that, if you kept it, would invite trouble and potentially put you in danger. And if the promise was made many years ago, well, you know what they say, time marches on. Well, Chinese lawyer Pu Jiekeng wanted to keep a promise he made many years ago about what happened in Tiananmen Square in 1989. And he's paying a price for it now. He was arrested on June 13th. What did he do? Have the nerve to meet in a private house with other people to honor the victims of Tiananmen Square. Now, Pu Jiekeng has represented people who dissent against the government. He was also part of the Tiananmen protests in 1989, and he feels the need to honor the people who lost their lives when the Chinese authorities brutally moved in. In 2006, he wrote this in the New York Review of Books. I recall the early hours of June 4, 1989. The few thousand students and other citizens who refused to disperse remained huddled at the north face of the Martyrs' Monument in Tiananmen Square. The glare of fires leaped skyward and gunfire crackled. The pine hedges that lined the square had been set ablaze while loudspeakers screeched their mordant warnings. The bloodbath on outlying roads had already exceeded anyone's counting. Martial law troops had taken up their staging positions around the square, awaiting final orders, largely invisible except for the steely green glint that their helmets reflected from the light of the fires. It was then that I turned to a friend and commented that the Martyrs' Monument might soon be witness to our deaths, but that if not, I would come back to this place every year on this date to remember the victims. Well, that's just the problem. The Chinese government has tried to erase from history what happened on June 4th, 1989, and they were particularly worried this year, as it was the 25th anniversary. So it's not surprising that Pu Jiekeng was detained because of his meeting in May, but four other people who were at that meeting have been let go. Pu Jiekeng's detention is not pleasant. He has been interrogated, his house may have to be sold, his computers and journals have been seized, and, according to his lawyer, his physical condition is worsening. Now, this may not seem like much considering what else is occurring in the world, but it is important and needs attention. China desperately needs reform. Pu Jiekeng has been working within the system for it. He's trying to change China through law, something much less radical than other means. John F. Kennedy once said, "I would rather be accused of breaking precedents than breaking promises." Well, Pu Jiekeng was trying to keep his promise he made when he was detained. The precedent that the Chinese government is trying to set is to delete from memory, indeed from history, what happened on June 4th, 1989. Well, the past cannot be wiped away, and the more the Chinese government tries to erase it, the stronger it could come back to bite them. Hashtag Free Pu Jiekeng. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in room 33.